When I was a kid on Thanksgiving, my parents would break out the fine china, which was no big deal to me. I mean, a plate is a plate, right? But the wine goblets were pretty cool, made out of crystal. And if you would wet your fingertip, you could rub your finger around the rim of the wine goblet and make them sing. This is based on the physics of resonance. Your fingertip running along the rim of the glass would create a certain frequency. And if you alter the pressure and speed of your finger, you could resonate with the wine glass, creating a kind of pure musical note. This is the same way singers can break mirrors. They don't break the mirror with the strength of their voice. They break the mirror with their capacity to sing and hold a pitch that is the perfect match with the resonance frequency of the mirror. Little kids do this on a swing. They match their motion with the natural resonance frequency of the kid swing system. Once the mirror starts to vibrate, while being constrained by the mirror structure, it breaks. Popular dance groups practice kajillions of hours, so when they are up on stage, they are in sync, or they are synchronized with each other. Another way to say pretty much the same thing. To create a frequency that matches another frequency. Kids on a swing, singing wine glasses, dancing artists up on stage. We humans like this kind of thing. We like music. Music is, at its core, a bunch of sounds that are congruent with each other. The beat, the melody, the rhythm, the chord progression. Even the ancient cult of Pythagoras figured out this back in the day. They found that three vibrating strings, length 1, 3, and 5, creates a very pleasing sound. This is more or less the same as a natural chord today. Frequencies that match well with other frequencies are pleasing, but the opposite is also true. Discordant sounds are terrible to our emotions. Sounds that don't match based on frequency. Sounds that are not congruent with each other. The more congruent you are, the more you can vibe with others. Vibe, of course, is short for vibration. Little kids vibe with the swing set. You can vibe your finger with a wine glass and make it sing. You and a bunch of buddies can vibe together while playing instruments to make beautiful music. This is even a romantic metaphor. We could make beautiful music together. The more congruent you are, the more people you can vibe with. The more beautiful music you can make with more people. The more you can flow through life resonating with everybody you meet and make everybody's emotions sing. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/congruence.